Stand the fuck up right now. We back. Welcome to the Buy the Dip podcast, where we talk about sports from a betting perspective. We're on all the podcast platforms, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, we there. We also on YouTube, so if you enjoy via YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, and stay tapped in. I'm Big Van Vince. Sherv, what is popping?
Yo, Big Van, they thought they killed us. They thought that we were done.
They thought the LA Fitness Ballers Life guys thought, oh yeah, we ran them off the internet. Psych. back.
And they never call anything for LeBron. It's not because he just blew 220-point leads. It's the referee's fault.
Man, if the refs didn't miss that one call on D'Lo in the third fucking quarter, then we would have won. It's not the fact that LeBron had a wide open 3-pointer and missed it. That's not why the Lakers lost.
Shots no, it can't
Jamal
be.
Murray, man. Jamal Murray, he's a fucking, talk about clutch, bro.
I mean, and also no cap to the referees either, because they fucking suck. And they when I get into my sit into the Sixers segment, I'm going to sound like LeBron a little bit.
this is just like a really quick sidebar. I was thinking the other day, and I was like, who's the person involved in sports that I respect the least? It's the referees. I respect the equipment managers, like especially in hockey, like the stick guy. Like that guy, I got way more respect for that guy than with the fucking refs, bro. Like refs, 100%. They fuck up the game a lot of times. They either like want to call everything or call absolutely nothing. And it's like, are there rules to this game or not? Like, honestly, just I don't fuck with refs. I don't fuck with referees.
Across the board, I agree. Because in every sport, the referees, like in basketball especially, they control so much of the game.
Oh yeah.
Turn my game down. They control so much of the game. I mean, in every sport they do, bro. Like even baseball, like the umpires, like every single pitch they can do some bullshit. And they often do. Aaron Boone got dude.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about that. What happened to Aaron Boone in the first inning? That derailed the entire game from there. The Yankees didn't know what to do after that. The bullpen fell apart because there was no coaching and no leadership. And that was a game they should have won against the Oakland A's. Granted, I'm pretty sure they played the A's again tonight. Stroman put a performance up there, and they won.
Yeah,
they won 4-3. Good shout out to the Yankees, the Pinstripes. Might be a good year for them. But dude, where do we start? I mean, it's the playoffs for basketball and hockey.
Yes,
and there's games going on as we speak right now. I'm on the Minnesota Timberwolves, Big Van, because I saw Ant Edwards honestly embarrass Kevin Durant. Man. And a lot of my takes, they're starting to come into fruition, my man.
Man.
Kevin Durant being a fraud. Wow. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's happening. Wow. Here's a new take. Dame Lillard without Giannis, top 3-point guard in the league.
Ooh.
I'm going there because it's halftime. He's got 26. Ooh. Yesterday at halftime, he had 35.
You know what?
I'm so glad. You tell me who's the problem.
Here's the thing. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm on the fucking Bucks. That's what I'm on right now. I just launched 3 units. That line got down to minus 145. And I was like, you know what? Dame, prove me wrong. If you prove me wrong, I will be putting my money on you, and we will be winning. And if we win, that's how you get in the Ring of Honor for me, honestly. It's like, you know what? Dame, without Giannis, is kind of popping off. And it kind of is nuts because I'm like, kid, the team is kind of good, too, around him, like better than the Portland team. So maybe this is the true test if Dame is a winner or not. This like little playoff stretch he can have without Giannis. And
he hit that shot and he was like, this is why you brought me here. And I was like, yo,
that's
a good point. It's the playoffs. Like we got too caught up in the regular season.
Yeah, honestly, we did. You know what else is that I totally neglected with this series of the Pacers and Bucks is that Halliburton was popping off to Dame during the in-season tournament and was saying that like Dame time is over and a whole bunch of shit. And I remember Dame
forgot about that.
He was like, you're getting a little too cocky. And so Dame is probably going to drop 50 one of these games. I think he's a little pissy. I think him and Halliburton have like a little bit of a, you know, just kind of a salty relationship right now. And I think Dame's going to use that to his advantage too. So, yeah, I'm excited for that. I'm also on Minnesota as well, so that's looking good.
Well, and just to touch on Dame, I agree. He might drop 50 tonight. Who knows? Right now it's plus 152 for the Bucks to win. They're down 5 at halftime, which is nothing in basketball, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Man, 20's nothing.
Dame is 26 right now, bro, in the first half. I think Dame without Giannis, bro, remember back in our early days coming up in work, like in the office, there's a big difference when you're in the office on a Monday and all of the your boss is in and it's crazy. And then on a Friday when the boss is out, I think Dame right now is playing when the boss is out, when Giannis isn't on the court. So he's got more freedom. He's like, hey, I'm more chill right now. I don't gotta worry about Giannis breathing down my neck because I didn't pass him the ball. I don't gotta worry about having to do the right or wrong thing. I'm just gonna play my game. Wow. I think that's Dame at his best, bro. He's playing without the boss in the office.
Wow.
So I mean, listen, man, Giannis, wow, he's great. I'm gonna segue that into, I mean, dude, there's so many places we can go. Like, I want to talk about Clippers and Mavs, bro. Because what did I say before? The Mavs' best and worst feature is Luka. I'm sorry, yeah, bro. That's the guy that's gonna, he took him here, but he's gonna make sure that they don't get past the Clippers. That's where I'm at with that.
I'm not there yet. I think Luka is tired of underperforming in the playoffs. At least he should be by this point. And I think he's gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna need to try on defense a little bit more, and I'm going to need to like infuse a little bit more Kyrie. And Kyrie was off that first half. That second half, he kind of went off. I know because I hit a second half bet with a Kyrie prop in it. I think this game, this will be the real game. Kawhi's in too, which like sounds like a big advantage to the Clippers, but he is also compromised. Like that knee has been like giving him trouble, right? It doesn't really affect Kawhi usually because he is a cyborg, but still, I don't know, man. I think the Mavs win this one tonight. I'm just trying to get some of these bets settled before I actually like launch on it, honestly. But like,
if
nothing doesn't settle like within the next like 10 minutes, I'm gonna put a live bet on the Mavs. I just think they gotta win one of these.
I took Luka's points tonight, which is like 33 and a half, something crazy. But like, that's what he's got to do. Like, you got to start doing that stuff. And I see the Lightning are on a 4 minute power play. What the hell happened there?
I totally missed it, bro. I just saw that they were on the power play.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. But yeah, man, I need Luka to start like putting up those 45 point nights that he did in the regular season, man.
Yep.
Like you said, it's the playoffs, bro. Like you gotta bring your A game every night.
And that's the thing too. Like that's the difference between being like Kobe, Jordan, even LeBron, Steph, and being like James Harden. And I know James Harden had that big game one, but like that's what he does. He have a big game one, two bad games, a big game four, maybe a big game five, and then you know, let's see what happens if you guys can win the series type of deal.
Yeah.
That sounds like I'm shitting on James Harden. I'm actually a James Harden guy. I've been a James Harden supporter for a very long time, but it's just like, that's kind of what he does in the playoffs. Like, that's just it. Also, Rangers, just secured Igor with a crazy save, batted the puck out of the air, pushed it out of the paint, right as like time was kind of dwindling down. They obviously had the net empty. The Caps did. Ovi missed a shot. Rangers stay alive, bro. They're up 2-0.
Yeah, I think that series, Rangers, I think that's going to be a sweep. I mean, listen, man, there's not much to say about that series. Shout out to Matt Rampe for scoring a goal last game. I'm really happy about that one.
Yeah, no, me too, bro. But yeah, so I think it's going to be a sweep too, but I don't know. I feel like if we're, what do you want to talk? Do you want to just stick with NBA right now, and then we can kind of mosey on over to NHL, because there's a lot of things we got to talk about with like both.
We can do that. We can just keep it organic and whatever comes up. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot to talk about.
I mean, like as far as hockey right now, because I'm watching the Lightning and Panthers game. This series is one of the best series of both leagues, like playoffs. Like the game is 2-2 right now. Lightning's on this crazy power play, and fucking Florida is still pressuring them. Like, there's a breakaway, and Vass had to make an incredible save. Vass and Bob, bro, are going off. Like, they're going off right now this game. It's incredible. Like, both goalies are literally, like, trading highlights. It's almost like, it's like that bubble game where Jamal Murray and Donovan Mitchell were just doing cool guard shit, like, back and forth. That's what Bob and Vass are doing right now.
Yep. I just saw that save that you're talking about.
Insane.
On the breakaway, right?
Yep.
Yeah. I got to turn my stream off because it keeps breaking up. But yeah, man, I think Lightning Panthers is the most even series right now. I think Avs Jets is also really even. Like,
yeah.
And what I mean by even is like on a day to day night, I don't know who's gonna win. So like I'm not even comfortable like taking any of these teams right now because like Lightning Panthers, it could be anybody tonight. It's 2-2. Last game was, you know, Panthers kind of pumped them a little bit, but like it was a close game.
Yeah,
for sure. Avs, Jets. I mean, I was a little surprised how that game went, 7-6. I think. The Avs would come out strong. I don't want to say come out stronger. They scored 6 goals, but
I don't know, bro. But we've been saying this, like Gorgiev is not the answer, bro. Like he's a pretty bad goalie. Like, you know what I mean? Like this is kind of fucked up. Like, I think the Avs GM, come to the table. Once again, I'm firing on you. You know that you have weak ass goaltending and you have a generation. You have multiple generational superstars with Makar and fucking McKinnon. Like, are you kidding me? And you're going to like leave up like average or so-so goaltending. I understand you won a cup with Darcy Kemper, but like that was a flash in the pan of like him just being hot in the playoffs. Like, you should have did something about this at trade deadline. Like, you fucked up.
Yep.
If the Avs, because
Darcy Kemper wasn't even that good either. Exactly. Like, they just kind of won, you know?
Exactly. So I'm like, you know what? Like, you ain't even like identifying somebody like some young up and comer. You're not signing somebody from like another league or something. Like, the Flyers did that and they got the big Russian kid like from like KHL or something like that. Yep. So
they just re-signed him today.
Man. 2 years. Because he was a wall. And like, I'm like, come on, you're the Avs. You couldn't have did that. Like, man, yep. Avs GM, I don't know your name, but Avs GM, come to the table. Like, this is on you. If the Avs don't win the cup, it's your fault. I'm not blaming the
player. I agree. And I got a problem with a lot of teams that, like, you guys are, like, championship teams, but you don't have a good goalie. You know, like what's the GM thinking? I don't know if it's a money thing. I don't know if they think that they just don't need that goalie. But, like Lightning and Panthers, they're doing the right thing, right? They have a really good goalie. Yep. Bob is on top of his game. The Rangers, they have a really good goalie.
Yep.
Interesting what's going on with the Islanders right now because they have Sorokin and the other guy with Sarmalov. I don't know what the fuck his name is. But apparently, I was wondering, why the fuck is Sorokin being benched? And I looked it up. I did some research, and apparently, like, he had the high hand coming into the playoffs. So, like, I respect Coach Patrick for doing that because it's really easy to be like, hey, you know, Sorokin, he's the franchise guy. We got to start him. Yeah. Nah, let's go with the guy who's actually playing well. Now, granted, yesterday he started well, and then he pissed down his leg, and they ended up losing a real, real bad way. So Sorokin will be back in.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, like, yeah, it's a good thought, but obviously it didn't work. I mean, you kind of want to put your best players out there in playoffs. So, like, Patrick Waugh, though, like, he's a legend. Like, who the fuck am I to tell him how to coach hockey? Like, that sounds kind of stupid. So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to kill him for it. I think I'm looking at it through hindsight. And also, too, because he is a legendary goalie, I think he can go to Sorokin and be like, hey, you know how it is when you're hot. Like, you already know. Like, gotta win these games. You know he's gonna cool off, and when he does, you're still our guy. Like, you know, I'm sure that he seems like a real like straight shooter kind of dude. Like,
I just
can't see him bullshitting that scenario. So that's probably why Sorokin is chill with it too. But Kane. I've won money on both these Kane games. They will go down 0-1 or go up 1 and then be tied 1-1. And when that happens, unless you're avid like, I don't fuck with the Canes. I don't bet on the Canes. They're worth 2 units, 2-4 on that dip in this series. In this series, because they're always going to open up -250, -260.
Yeah.
Maybe on the road they might be like a kind of legit number, like maybe -185. I'll even take -200. Shit, like, and then you could kind of like play them. But yeah, you got to wait for that dip, and they're a buy the dip type team.
You know what's crazy? Not to switch sports, but I mean, like I said, we're talking and you know, kind of just like being panic about this.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, the Knicks, I saw this earlier. I don't know if it changed. The Knicks at the Sixers. Knicks are like 6-point underdogs. Isn't that crazy?
I know
how you feel about that.
Ooh-wee.
Yeah, there's dollar signs in your eyes like a cartoon character. I know how you feel about that.
Oh, no, you didn't just tell me that. Oh, with that spread, I gotta look that up, man. What is the
right? Home court can't be that. I mean, maybe it is, but like, dude, I saw Embiid yesterday, and like, Embiid balled out. Like, I don't have any issue with his performance. Like, he had 8 rebounds in the first quarter. or first half and then zero the rest of the game. His knee is really bothering him, bro. Like, I think it's a problem. Yeah.
It's a big problem. Like, I told you that yesterday. I was like, bro, like, I watched him be in game one. That second half, like, he does not look healthy, man. And then he looked better. And, like, I mean, they're really probably pumping him with, like, Toradol and a whole bunch of other, like, shit. Like, to have honestly, him play, bro. Because he's.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, man.
I mean, like, he is the Sixers. Like, he's the Sixers' last hope.
When he's on the bench, it we can't score at all.
Yeah, it's actually kind of alarming, honestly. Like, I don't. But I mean, you guys also have guys where, like, I mean, like Buddy Hield. Like, come on, like I mean, Jesus. Come on, Buddy Hield. Like, everywhere he's gone, he's jacked threes and not played defense and disappeared when, like, you really, really needed him. That's kind of why Indiana traded him. That's why Sac traded him. That's why New Orleans traded him to Sac. Like, that's why he's the ultimate trade piece. It's like, you kind of live and die by that. Hopefully, like how the old timers always say, right? Like, the bench guys play better at home, right? Maybe he'll could get it going. But you guys, you really need, like, your bench guys to, like, do better. I mean, Kyle Lowry is doing okay. Like,
he put, you know what? He turned it on in the fourth quarter. Forget about the bench, bro. We need our starter Tobias Harris to do something. But, like, at this point, we all know he's not going to. So, like, what's even the point of being a dead horse with that, man? Like, I saw Rasheed Wallace, like, said something about him too, like, kind of just collecting a free paycheck, not really doing anything. And I'm glad other people recognize that too.
Yeah, no, 100%. Also, bro,
we gotta get Fuse on this pod after the next Sixers game or very, very soon.
Yeah,
soon.
I think, yeah, honestly, after next Sixers game, we gotta have him come on. Like, we gotta get his thoughts on all this NBA madness. I also want him to, like, I want to hear him break down the Sixers too. I want to hear his thoughts on that. But yeah,
I'm gonna jot that down. I'm gonna set that up, man. Hopefully, we can get him this Sunday or something.
Yeah, bro, that'd be sick. Also, Knicks on the spread, I got +6 for -145. That is a gift from above.
What's the money line?
The money line is +160, and you know I'm taking that too, man. Like, look, here's the thing. I'm on record with being pro Knicks. I'm also on record that they've won me money. I'm also on record saying that my first memory of Jalen Brunson is him winning me money when he was on the Dallas Mavericks. This is a profitable team, man. The spread, I think Philly wins this game. That's why I'm more interested in the spread. And at -145, oh, baby, you better be dropping like 3 to 5 units on that. Because that right there is a gift. -145 for +6 when, like, both of these games have been really close. Like, I thought Philly had it.
Did you watch that, bro?
Yeah.
That was just...
Dude, I thought that they were done when Maxey hit that three. He hits that three, and then you guys are up like 5 or something like that. And I'm like, well, that's 2 scores, and there's only like 30 seconds left. Like, it's probably a wrap. And then all hell breaks loose. Brunson has that lucky three. Then DiVincenzo with the second chance three off of the foul, the no timeout, the Maxey choking, all of
it. I mean, are we not going to say the refs completely blew that?
Yes and no. I think the refs did blow it, but y'all should get more rebound. I don't understand why, like, y'all can't rebound or, like, just run. Like, there's a lot of, like, no effort in those last two sequences. Ultimately, yes, the refs blew it, but it shouldn't have even been in the refs' hands. Like, if y'all were just, like, even at the end, there's that rebound, and then their center, Harkenstein
freaking went crazy last night.
Yeah, bro, he's just snatching rebounds from everybody. Like,
because Embiid was hurt, bro. Like, he couldn't even leave his feet anymore. And if he's not getting boards, it's up to Tobias Harris. And if something's up to Tobias Harris, then that's not a plan to success.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. I'm not blaming Embiid for this. That's why I'm focusing on your team. Like, I'm like, y'all know he's hurt. Like, you better put some extra effort in and get some rebounds, bro. Like they did not rebound well in that fourth quarter. Like, and that allowed the Knicks to go back because Knicks really just out, like, hustled them. Like, Embiid said it best. Like, the Philly's a better team. They should be up 2-0, honestly.
Are we? Like, besides, like, let me ask you this, bro, because for me, the pendulum has swung from one side to the other with Embiid. Before, I was hard on Embiid, like, this guy can't get us to the championship. Now I'm saying, who are we putting around him? We got Maxey, which is great. He's phenomenal. That's it. There's, like, we got Paul Reed. Like, Paul Reed's not bad. I shouldn't Stephen A this guy. Paul Reed isn't bad. I was about to be like, Paul Reed. You know? I shouldn't say that, but like, oh. Tobias Harris, like the Harden project failed. Like, every star we brought in, bro, it just never worked. And like,
I mean, but you know whose fault that is? The GM.
The GM, 100%.
Your prior GM fucked you guys by not signing Jimmy Butler and signing Tobias Harris instead. Then Daryl Morey with the James Harden experiment and also still not improving the team, still not getting rid of Tobias Harris. Like, I don't understand. And like, maybe the way I'm thinking about it is just like moronic, right? Like, because I'm not a GM, but I don't care if I'm getting pennies on the dollars for a guy who's like negative to my team. I can make that up with like two really like trying hard, always trying to improve like young guys. Like I would trade Tobias Harris for Keon Ellis. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want Sack to do that, but I'm just saying like, for, like Keon Ellis on the Sixers would contribute way more than what Tobias Harris is. And so it's like, you're trying to get like star value for like quote unquote star players, but it's like, no, just get value for these guys because they're a negative in the plus minus every single night. They're not rebounding, they're not scoring points, they're not contributing to the team. So even if you like are losing out on maybe draft capital, a 1-2 picks, also you're the NBA, bro. Picks ain't like NFL where you can get a guy in the second round and he starts for you. Like, it's just, it makes no sense to me. Like, it's a total botch from the GM, from Daryl Morey, and I forgot the last guy, but both of them.
I think it was Elton Brand.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with everything you just said. Up, down, left, right, I agree with all that. I do wonder, maybe there was no market for Tobias at all because of his salary. And maybe GMs know, like, this guy is not an asset on our team because, like, his contract is insane. And, like, why would you give up Keon Ellis for him? I know you just use them in... as an example, but like,
yeah,
you're right. Like, if you can't trade him, it makes me wonder, like, is he untradeable? Like, can we just not get rid of him?
Well, bro, then cut him. I would rather take the hit. The Sixers also have a lot of cap space. Cut him. You have the cap space. Cut him.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Make some moves in the deadline. Like, I, for the life of me, like, I don't understand why, like, the NBA, like, gets, like, all... oh, these are my picks. Like, they only got like three rounds. Like, you can just sign a guy. Like, how many G League guys, how many guys from like other countries and shit are like starting or like being contributors? Harkenstein, I don't even know where the hell Harkenstein came from. Like,
I mean, I don't think he's any good. I think it's just kind of like the classic fucking average guy cooking the Sixers kind of thing.
Nah, bro. I've seen him in other games. Like,
is he legit?
He's all legit, right, bro. Like, he's... he's like, he's that guy that like really shouldn't be in the NBA, but he tries so hard and he does understand like basketball that he got a spot. Like,
is he putting up like 10 and 10? Like, what are we talking right now?
Yeah, probably like a 10 and 10 guy. Like, on a good night, on a bad night, he's probably like 8-5.
I thought he was like a 6-4 guy. I don't know.
Nah, he's not like...
I don't know who he is, so...
Yeah, but he's decent. And like when Mitchell Robinson was hurt, he got a lot of minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, I don't know if... and going back to Embiid's comment, and then we can get off the Sixers, but like, I don't know if the Sixers are a better team. Like, that's... dude, I mean, so Jalen Brunson hasn't been playing well this series at all. Like, I might take his under, honestly. Like, part of me is waiting for him to pop off, but like, he's been getting locked up.
He's gonna have like a game. I think this is gonna be one of those games where he drops like 50 and they lose.
It could. And I can also see the Sixers getting swept. So I have no idea, bro. Dude, Embiid, like, I just don't think he has any gas left in the tank, bro. And that's sad to say after two games in the playoffs, but like, he's just not looking healthy.
Yeah, that's true. Man,
I don't know.
I don't know about swept. At least five. I feel like you guys got to get game three. If you don't get game three, then yeah, you guys are honestly fucked. Like, If you guys don't get game three, okay, so what, you get game four, you guys are going home game five. Like, it's kind of like you need game three to, like, have a chance in this series. Like, I do truly believe that. Because Brunson is going to wake up. He's not going to, like, not score forever. It's just not going to happen. I can't tell you how many times I've taken his over. I really hope that, like, because of these two games, his, like, his line is, like, excuse me, like, 26 and a half or 27 and a half. I'm slamming that. I think he's scoring at least 30, 35.
Dame is 29. His over under is 29 and a half. And so I'm already sitting pretty on that. I should have put more on it, but it's only the third quarter. So like, they're also down by like nine. So we'll see how the Bucks game goes. Timberwolves are up by a billion. So that should be a W. And let me just, I'm curious what the box score looks like on this game. KD is 17, 6 for 15.
That's not good for my prize picks bet. Great. Great, KD.
Yeah. KD's getting eaten alive right now, bro. But whatever, I'm not going to harp on that.
Of our generation.
Yeah, I don't know about that, bro. I saw what JJ Redick said. And like he's like, you know, when it's all said and done, we're going to look back on KD and wonder why the hell did we not appreciate everything he did for the game? And then I look at what Colin Coward said, and it's kind of like, as the days go by, KD's legacy gets less and less. And I'm like, I kind of agree with that. No, I get it. I get what JJ's saying. Like, yeah, like this guy's like 7 foot two, and he's like as fluent as a point guard. But I also get what Coward's saying when you look at like KD's legacy, it's so linked to Steph Curry's greatness and like to the Warriors dynasty that like he doesn't really have. To me, he doesn't. I don't know what to call it because he has a couple rings, right? So like, I can't call him a bum. He's not a bum, but I can't say that he's like. God, I don't know how to say it without sounding extremely rude. But like,
you want
to? Is he a guy we're gonna forget about? You know, is he a guy that we're gonna forget about in 10 years?
You think he's a jag, just a guy?
I wouldn't go that far, but like. I don't know. I can't think of many iconic KD moments except having his foot on the line. Like I don't know. I can't think of a moment where I'm like, wow, like that. Was KD's like cherry on top.
He had like that buzzer beater versus Memphis when he was in OKC.
Oh yeah, that's going to be in the Hall of Fame. And this is why we need Fuse here, man. I need Fuse to you know, kind of.
Because
you know he'll defend KD to death.
Nah, he also he was cooking before he lost to the Warriors 3-1 that one time in playoffs. So there's that.
On what team?
On the OKC.
Come on, man. OKC, bro. That was like over 10 years ago.
Let's see. When he was with the Golden State Warriors with Steph Curry and Klay and Draymond.
And Draymond.
And Iguodala.
Sean Livingston. Like, dude, they had some ballers on that team.
Yeah.
I'll say Sean Livingston, bro. Yeah, he was the best mid-range in the world. What?
Yeah, he actually never missed a mid-range shot in his career. Yeah,
bro, he's so reliable.
That's so crazy.
His backup.
That's crazy. So, yeah, when he was on that team, he did have two big shots over LeBron.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Yeah, like, to me, been. Like...
You know, it's hard for me to defend KD because here's my thing, like... When people are like, oh, no, nah, like, he's the greatest scorer, they always bring up, like, efficiency. Like, I've even said it. I was like, well, I think people say that because he's efficient. Like, he takes 17 shots and he'll have 28 or 30 or something like that. Mm-hmm. But, like, his career high is, like, what? Like, 41, 42? And I'm like, I don't know.
45 or 50, 45. I don't know.
I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, I'm like, that's kind of not that impressive. So I'm like, is he really the greatest scorer? Is he just like the most efficient guy everybody's ever seen play basketball?
But I'll give him efficient, but like, you can't take over a game only shooting 17 shots.
Yeah, it's like sometimes you're going to have to like throw up that 30 piece, bro. Like, it's just going to have to happen. Also, Winnipeg is up 1-0.
Against the Avs?
Yep.
Jeez, dude. Are the Avs going to lose in the first round, bro?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe the GM choked that bad with the goaltending that, yeah, it's going to happen, which is sad.
Bro, they were a finals candidate.
Yeah.
Stanley Cup. Wow. All right. Well, let's see what happens when they go home.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, I don't understand why they don't like trade for a goalie. I feel like, I don't know. That's just, I don't know.
I would trade like, I don't know. I'm not a GM, but I'll find a way to get Sorokin or someone.
Yeah,
I was gonna find a way to pluck a good goalie off a bad team.
Bro, I would trade like Nikushkin or Nikushkin, Valerie.
Nikushkin or something.
Big Val. I would trade Big Val for Sorokin and some like.
Yeah, I don't know if the Isles would do that. You know,
what if I threw in like some picks and some other shit? Like,
I don't know. maybe I don't. I don't know how much weight hockey has with picks.
I don't. I think it's like in between a NFL and a NBA pick, like where it's like Connor Bedard can start straight up out of the draft, but most guys are probably going to do like 1 or 2 years in developmental and then come out.
Yeah,
I think it's like that. Yeah, bro.
And there's a lot of other teams like that too, bro. Like the Leafs, like get a better goalie. The Oilers, better get a better goalie. Like you're on the cusp of being a Stanley Cup team.
Yeah,
and the only thing you're like. I don't know, bro. Like, look at the Bruins, man. Like, I'm not super high on them, but they got two really good goalies. They have a good tandem. And you're telling me they're going to have two good goalies, but these guys can't have one good one?
Bro, what's crazy is that last year, Swayman, I'm pretty sure, was on the trade block. This year, Ullmark was on the trade block. So they're trying to get rid of one of their good goalies. Like, just do it. I'm sorry, bro. Trade Mikko Rantanen to the fucking Boston Bruins and get Swayman or get Ullmark. Like, I don't understand. Swayman or Ullmark on the Avs, like, the Avs might, like, win a couple Stanley Cups. Like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right? Like, or even the Oilers. Even the Oilers, like, they'll win a couple Stanley Cups. Like, maybe, I don't think the Oilers could win back-to-back. I don't think they got the DNA in their, you know, I don't think they got the mindset for that. But I could see them winning, like, 2 and 4 years or 3 and 6 years, like, some shit like that. Like, they would have a dynasty, like, I don't know. Here's the thing, though, too. Since we're talking hockey, and I'm, you know, we're just having a conversation, but this is something that's kind of been on my mind, is that, like, Austin Matthews and McDavid are very lucky that hockey isn't covered the way that like NFL and NBA is, because these media guys would be on their neck. The fact that like they're not in the finals, like Matthews has never even sniffed like a conference finals. Like the Leafs just got out of the first round for the first time in a gajillion years, like last year. And then they got absolutely trounced by the Panthers. So Matthews, man, like he might be the KD, bro, of NHL. It's like, yeah, he scores a lot of goals in the regular season, but postseason comes and like it gets too chippy for him. Like the guy, he doesn't fight. He's not really like, you know, he's just a sniper. Like he can just score goals, but playoffs, like you gotta be ready to get your head knocked off, and you gotta be ready to like knock some heads too. Like that's part of the reason why like Florida are such a great team. They are like, and that's why they went to the finals, is because like they're pissy, they're rough, they're tough. Even the Lightning, like yeah, Kucherov isn't necessarily like the toughest guy, but I mean like Stammer is gonna like throw hands at the end of the game, like, you know what I mean? Like they're captain, like they got some tough boys on the Lightning. You gotta be a tougher team to like really go far. I think that's part of the Oilers. They're a little too finesse of a team to go far, because there's always going to be that Predators team, that Avs team, that Vegas team that's like not afraid to really get in your shit and then also like push the pace and score some goals on you. So I don't know about the Oilers. Like I know they went off versus the Kings yesterday, but I'm like, hey, that's one game and the Kings can score like that too. I don't think that series is over.
And we talked about it before, but the playoffs is just a different brand of hockey. And same with like, I don't know if I'm ready to say like basketball and football are the same way, but like in NHL, like
now
you got, yeah, but I feel like now in hockey, like correct me if I'm wrong, you got like first period of the game, guys are putting their body on the line to block a shot. You know, like they're clogging up the passing lanes. They're not letting anything get by you. And like you said, someone's going to knock your head off. So like a lot of these teams, they're used to like this regular season style of like, oh, I'm just going to finesse my way around you and hit it on the top shelf. But like, Well, that shit doesn't happen in hockey in the playoffs, bro. Like straight up. And dude, McDavid had 5 assists yesterday, which is pretty crazy. Like I kind of like make jokes about him only getting assists, but like 5 is pretty nuts.
Yeah, 5's a lot. I mean, McDavid's a great player, but it's just like, I don't know, man. Like maybe you can't do it in hockey, but I feel like I've seen it. Like I've seen Matthew Tkachuk like put the team on his back when they really need a goal. Like, you know what I mean? And really get the Panthers over that hump. And this year it's been Reinhardt as well. And I've also seen times where it's been Verhaeghe and Barkov. Like your star players have to be stars. Like in Vegas, Mark Stone scoring that first goal.
Oh my God.
Versus Dallas. Man, first off, Vegas, cap collusion, circumvision, whatever you want to call it. Goats. Shouts out to you. Like, it's the rule. You're leveraging the rule. You guys are going to be better for it. Mark Stone scores that first goal coming back as the captain. You're telling me that doesn't, like, galvanize the team? Like, no way. No way. Like, no way. And that's the type of shit that, like, I want to see from Matthews. Like, game one where they got trounced by the Bruins, I know that they just won game two, but still, like, to get bodied like that, that's just disgusting. Like, even without Nylander, like, the Leafs are better than that. Also, this Tampa Panthers game is insane. It's still 2-2.
What time frame are you on in that game? I'm at 350.
I'm at 249.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, I'm a minute behind you. But, yeah, let me know if anything happens.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, no, I agree with everything you just said, man. That's on the money. I think you gotta have that X factor on your team, but I mean, I don't know. I didn't watch the Kings Oilers game because it was just on too late at night for me right now. Like I'm not ready to stay up till 1 a.m. right now to watch.
Yeah, not
I
not
go to work at 6.
So. Yeah, not around 1, bro. No, I totally get it. I watched it. The game that I know that like you didn't stay up for, none of like the East Coast boys stayed up for, but I did, was that Lakers Nuggets game yesterday, and that it was nuts because like. Last text I got from you, the Nuggets were getting completely bodied. They were down 20 points.
Yeah, they're down at halftime big.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy. And I wasn't watching the game yet. Then like third quarter, they got like within 10. And I was like, I'm buying this dip. By that time, it was like minus 135. And like I'm watching it, and it was crazy. LeBron was going off, but he fucked up. I think he should have just came in a little bit after KCP fell and shot a mid range, or just take it to the rack. He's LeBron, right? Like so, he should have did that instead of shooting that three because he shot that three, and that gave Jamal Murray just one too many shots, and he just splashed that shit. That was crazy, man.
I saw the highlights this morning. That shot was crazy for sure. The fadeaway, and I mean, dude, Nuggets are like this isn't the first time. This isn't the second time. This is a pattern with them where like they might go down big, but they come back, bro. Like in the second half, they start to turn it on. Like I don't know if it's the coaching. I don't know if it's Jokic and just the players. They kind of have like a halftime adjustment, but they really really do a great job of coming back from a deficit. And I mean. Yeah, bro. I think it's going to be a sweep. Like they're going to go back to Denver now, right? Like those games were in LA, or am I wrong?
Nah, they're in Denver. The game three is going to be in LA. Sense. 3 and 4 in LA.
Ah, still might be a sweep.
It might, man. I mean, they swept them last year. The thing is just, man, Joker is just insane. And like Jamal Murray honestly didn't play that well like yesterday either.
And also, bro, like the Lakers aren't exactly like, and I'm not taking anything away from the Nuggets, but the Lakers aren't exactly a great team. Like,
yeah,
these guys were like a play-in team for majority. I don't know where they ended up seed wise, but like
yeah, they had to win the play-in. They beat the Pelicans, and that's how they were able to face the Nuggets and the Pelicans.
Yeah,
the Kings. We gotta talk about that too, but.
Well, I was about to say, like, I'm pretty sure they were around the Kings in the standings. So, like, it's not like the Lakers were some kind of like favorite to win.
I mean, here's just since we're bringing up the Kings, bro. Like, once again, I'm calling a GM to the table, like Monty McNair. It was just blatantly evident that we do not have a legit playoff team. granted, Malik Monk was hurt, and I think if we had Malik Monk, we would have beat the Pelicans. I think we would have been a lot more competitive, especially down the stretch. But for only Domas and Fox to really look like they were in the game, in a go-home or enter the playoff situation, later Keegan said he got hurt, but still, bro, Keegan was... He just...
Fox balled out, for sure.
Man, per use, bro. Okay, Fox... And the thing is like, Fox is going to get sick and tired of this shit, and then he's going to go sign with the fucking Bucks or Miami or like...
Well, so as you're saying this, it made me think, do you think the window is opening or closing right now for the Kings? Because like you said, like, but, and just to get some context around it, before you said, like, we're not a city that's going to boo our team because we were bad for so long and now we're finally good. But, like, are you at the point now where you think, like, hey, like, we don't have, like, a really big window right now. We got to strike while it's hot. Or you think you still have, like, 4 or 5 years to figure things out?
I think we still have, like, 1 or 2 years to figure it out. I want to say Fox has like 3 years left on his deal, maybe 2. Domas just signed. So Domas is going to be there for like another 4 or 5. Maybe Fox might have more on his deal. I'll look it up in a little bit and confirm that. But basically, that's our window. We got like 4 or 5 years to like really make a run. And when I say really make a run, I'm saying like get to the Western Conference Finals at least. At least one time within like these within these next 3 years, which is why like I'm on Monty's neck is like, yo, because here's the thing. It's like Fox and Domas have been in the league for 7 years, 8 years, some shit like that. Like we're not OKC. Like OKC has like 5, 6 years to really get there. That's why people are like, oh, they're ahead of schedule, like because they're all really young. We are like middle-aged. Like, I mean, like Fox isn't in his prime yet. He's not like 28, but you know, I think he's like 25, 26, something like that. Domas is like 27. Like we're young-ish, but like, you know, really within these next 2 to 3 years, we need to start doing something. I still don't think that's the reason to like boo the team when you're at home and like, we're not having a good half. Like I don't, maybe I'm just a boomer Kings fan, but I'm just like, I don't know. I just feel like we shouldn't do our team like that. Like, we shouldn't do our team dirty like that. Like, but, yeah, man, like, Monty McNair failed. Monty failed. Like, that's what this is. I'm not like Giannis. I'm not like there's no failure in sports. I'm sorry. You failed. Big L. You didn't do shit at the draft. You didn't do anything throughout the season. You didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Only thing you did was collect a bunch of miscellaneous pieces, young guys who need to be developed that aren't on our timeline. Besides like Keon Ellis coming to fruition, it was awful. Trey Lott, like we have the good pieces, but we need 1 to 2 legit more guys. We need 1 to 2 Malik Monks or better. That's what we need right now.
Yeah, I got rid of Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, and we also got to get rid of Kevin Herter. I know he's injured. I hope that he heals up. Hope everything's okay. Also, we got the first OT for the Lightning and Panthers. Oh, my God. I love hockey. Am I buying the Lightning dip? You know it.
Are you really?
Yeah, man. I'm a junkie. I got to. I'm not a junkie, but I just got to, bro. Come on, man. I'm feeling in a junkie mode, honestly, bro. Like you know Tampa's like, you know, one of my like pseudo teams. So I just if I can't go out swinging with Tampa, then what can I go? Oh man, something hit. Oh, T-Wolves hit.
Dude, we should have hammered that. That was so obvious.
So obvious.
That was incredibly obvious.
They might sweep low key.
Yeah, they are going to sweep.
Wow, that was crazy. I went to place the bet, and I was like, what? And I was like, okay. So, yeah.
Yep.
Tampa dip's happening. Tampa dip is happening.
Man. I'm going to join you.
I got 6 units on this game.
I think I have 4 or 5.
Yeah. Decently heavy. I gotta see what the Orioles are doing. If we're gonna pivot over to another one of my
I didn't even want to talk about that because they're losing. So
are they? No.
Yeah, bro. That's not what I needed.
Oh, Damn. 5-0.
They were losing 2-0 earlier. Hopefully they came back.
Bro, they're getting clapped right now, bro. Yeah. It's 5-0 in the bottom of the third.
Jesus, bro.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll come back.
Yeah, it's okay. It's just the worst Orioles.
I mean, honestly, like, bro, like, how many times have the Orioles done this season already? They'll go to, I've seen them come back off of 6-0. Like, you know what I mean? Three innings, Mullins goes off. You crazy. Know, Gunner starts popping off. Next thing you know, boom, Orioles win 10-7. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Like,
I mean, you're right. You're not wrong. You're right. That's accurate.
I'm not going to put any more money on it because I already, like, dipped in, like, a little heavy. But, like, you know, I'm also not tripping. The third? Psh, come on. I'll start sweating when we get into the fifth, the sixth. Honestly,
yeah.
Even then, I'm still like, there's some potential they might come back. They might come back in the, like, top of the seventh, top of the eighth.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not wrong. You're not wrong. I'm just looking through FanDuel right now.
What's the Avs line like right now? Wow, man, Milwaukee is losing. 84-92.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I am, man. Man, I can't believe I took those guys.
Yeah.
I knew better. Should have never done it. Thanks a lot, Dame. Nah, I'm just fucking around. Man, I don't know. This is just such a great slate. What sucks is that we're going to go from this to, like, when it's all, like, conference finals week in both sports, and it's like, wow, there's only 8 games, like, in total.
Yeah, I know. Like,
4 games today, 2 games today. Damn.
But I kind of like how there's, like, one game will end and then another game starts. I do like that.
Yeah, I love that so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's cool is that's happening, like, in both, like, it was like Rangers Caps, that went off, Colorado Winnipeg. And then, like, now Dallas and Clippers are in. Oh, man, I forgot to take Dallas.
Yikes. That might be a good thing.
What's the. Damn. I mean, I don't know, man. Let me see.
I don't know, man. If you're high on them, I'm really not. Because I just, I don't know, man. I think Clippers are more complete, and I don't trust Jason Kidd, so.
It's 5-5 right now. Yeah, I don't trust Jason Kidd at all.
Why is Jason Kidd still in the league, bro? Like we got to talk about, like, I want to talk about how in the NFL there's a huge spotlight on minority coach, not even minority coaches not getting hired, but kind of the same, I'm not going to say like an old white man's club, but the same coaches continually getting hired when, in my opinion, they have not proven themselves with a winning resume.
Yeah.
And I'm starting to see that a lot. In basketball, like, I don't get why Rick Carlisle. I mean, yeah, I know a few defended Carlisle. I'm not there. I think Carlisle is not the guy that you want on your team.
Yeah.
I don't get why Jason Kidd still in the league. I don't know. Then I think, like, freaking Frank Vogel. Like, I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. And, like, you can say sometimes it works, like.
Doc Rivers. What's
the guy's name? Yeah, Jesus Christ, Doc Rivers. Yeah, Doc Rivers, bro. Like, how are these guys still getting jobs, but we can't find new people to get hired? Like, I was on Thibodeau's neck a little bit earlier, but he's kind of stepped up. So I'm like, all right,
bro. I try to tell you, this is a new and improved Thibodeau, bro. Like, this is
he's
one of those guys that stepped away from the game, was like an analyst for like a couple years, and was like, damn, I was kind of fucking up. I was still coaching a little old school. And then he like adapted his style. His players still are like gritty, play hella hard. They want the minutes. They play a lot of minutes. They get a lot of stats because of that. They just have to be in good condition. That's still like a Thibodeau kind of team, but, you know, I think he's just not as much of a prick. You know what I mean? And he's easier to get along with. I know that was
that
he was at the Bulls, but no, I mean, just to continue your point, like, that's definitely something that happens in the NFL a lot. I mean, how many jobs did Adam Gase have? And he was straight dog shit as a head coach. I mean, like, even like Arthur Smith, you shit the bed in Atlanta, and then off rip, you're just a OC in Pittsburgh. Like, it's like, what did you do as a head coach that was like, you know, I want to have this guy instead of like rolling the dice on some dude from college or some shit. Like, I don't know.
And I'm real disappointed in Tomlin for signing off on that one, because I don't get what you saw from Arthur Smith with his offense in Atlanta that makes you say, I want to bring that guy into my team to call my plays. I want him to decide who gets the ball. Like, that to me makes Zero sense, bro. Zero.
Yo, but I don't think that Tomlin has as much pull in the Steelers organization as like maybe Belichick had in the Patriots, like all those years. I think it's a different setup. I think like Mike very much so is in charge of the football team, but he's not in charge of like football operations. Is how I think about it. I don't think he got that clout. He has that clout.
He has the most clout of any coach in the league right now.
No, he does as far as like guys like us and shit, or fans and media people, like, and players, other coaches. But I'm saying like within the organization, like he gives his like opinion on like players and like the football team and what they need to be better. But I think as far as like personnel, I think the GM does all that like there. I don't think Tomlin isn't, I could be wrong, but I don't think Tomlin is involved in that type of shit. Like, I think it's more so like the Rooney family and like whoever the GM is. I think that's more so what they do and not so much Tomlin.
So I have two reactions to that. One is, I think that's what Tomlin would like us to think. I think that's the image that he puts off, like, oh, division of labor. You do your thing, I'll do my thing. I think that's 100% his bit, you know?
Okay.
But I'd also be very shocked if the Rooney family, after all this time, or whoever's in charge, doesn't take Tomlin's input, like, in serious consideration. And I'd be surprised if Tomlin didn't want his input to be taken into serious consideration.
Yeah, I would too. I think also, like, you made a good point where, like, you know, maybe I'm just buying into the gimmick. Like, you know, I'm being a real pro wrestling fan about it, I guess, and just being like, yeah, no, I mean, like, this is the type of guy that Tomlin is. So that's a good point. I actually don't have any pushback on that. I think that's a good counter. That's something for me to chew on. Here's the thing. If Tomlin did sign off on that, I'm also disappointed in him. If he didn't, which I don't think he did, because I do think that like it's like that. I mean, I don't think Tomlin got an extension on his deal. I think this is like he has one more year in Pittsburgh. Like, I don't even know if he's
going to. Is he really? I don't know. I could be wrong. I have no idea.
I'll look it up. But like,
I thought he had more years.
I don't think so, bro. Oh shit, something else hit. What the hell happened? I don't know. Oh, bro. All right, hang on. Before, I just got to say this real quick. I got a little piece of betting game. Mm-hmm. That I want to share with you and the listeners. Every day, parlay the Minnesota Twins, or not, I'm sorry, whoever, basically two teams you fade every day in a parlay, Chicago White Sox and the Miami Marlins. I don't care who they play. This has hit for me 3 days in a row.
I love that.
Okay, so 3 days in a row, two units. If you're like, hey, this is usually my off day, I don't want to hear it off day, okay? You have two units to spend that day, and you fade whoever, like you fade the White Sox and the Marlins, whoever they're playing, you take the money line, you parlay it. If they're two good teams, it's going to be like minus 113, minus 118, minus 110, minus 105. If they're two like decent, okay teams, now you're in plus money, and that two units is going to stretch. That's a little piece of game. I just had to share that real quick because that's what hit, and I was like, I forgot I took that because now it's just some shit that I do. Like, I just take. Like, it's just like, oh no, I just fade the White Sox and the Marlins. I put it in a two-team parlay. That's what I do, and I put two units on it every day.
I love that. Marlins are getting pumped by the Atlanta Braves, I'm pretty sure, this entire week.
Yeah. I've cashed on this three times, bro, and the Twins bodied the White Sox. Like, thank you. It's great, that's just a little piece of betting game that I had to share real quick.
That's great. Let's talk some baseball for a sec. And sorry for, I'm looking, you know, you can see I'm looking down at my phone. I'm trying to get my stream set up for overtime. So,
nah, bro, you're good. I'm almost there. I keep looking down too, bro, because I have like the quad games on right now. Like, I'm.
Yeah, no, for sure. I apologize to the viewers. I know it's not a great optic, but.
It's okay, bro. They know we're on our bullshit all the time. Bro, also, Preds are up on the Canucks.
You know, I guess I'm not surprised because the goalie, right?
Oh man, I was hoping he was gonna eat some spicy pork and broccoli. When I found out he was spicy pork and broccoli guy, bro, I'm not gonna front. I put Canucks. I was like, oh shit. I like took it just straight up off rip. It might be some dip potential in there. I don't know, man. Quinn Hughes is kind of a baller. Like, he's kind of pissy too. Like,
he is a baller, bro. He's been going crazy.
Yeah, he's a stepper, bro. Also, Besser, he's a stepper too, bro. They got some steppers. Mm-hmm. Elias, he had a big game last game. So honestly, the Canucks game saved me. We was coming back from kayaking and I was losing all my bet. Yeah. Colorado got shelled. And then the Canucks brought me back. So, you know, I had to take him again, man. I think when a team respects your coin, as Trent would say, yes, you got to respect them. I feel like if they respect your coin once, you got to take them again. Like, you got to show them that love. Like, you know, they showed you that love back. Puck drop right now, Tampa and Panthers. Oh, oh, man.
I'm still trying to get situated on that. But, yeah, man, big shout out to Trent, dude. I love Trent. He gave us a shout out on his 24-hour stream. It wasn't an endorsement. It wasn't a plug, but like, he gave us a shout out. I think he's the man. Yeah. That was a hilarious stream. And he's probably one of the funniest guys in this space, I think, when it comes to this stuff, bro.
Yeah, bro. He's hella funny.
Dude, every day he's just, he takes so much shit, bro. And I feel bad for him, but yeah, I legit do feel bad for him.
Bro, people come at him crazy, bro. It's funny too, cause he posted, like, he's all transparent about it. He's just like, yeah, look, this guy called me chubby bitch, like, all through the night. And the Dodgers lost. Like,
dude, it's hilarious. I'm so much respect for Trent, dude.
Oh, man, me too, bro. I just respect that he's hella transparent with the L's too. Like, you know what I mean?
Me too.
A lot of the internet better guys, like, you know, they always talk about like the W's, but they don't talk about like the L's, bro. Like, you know, and there's always a lot of L's. There's a lot of bad, danky L's you take sports betting.
Real ones, no. There's a lot of undisclosed L's.
Yeah, bro. There's a lot of L's that, like, you don't talk about. Like, you're just like, yeah, no. I mean, I don't even.
Bro, there's L's. There's L's when, like, check each other, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, bro. Especially like when I'm taking that crazy shit, bro. I'm like, damn. There's women's Chinese basketball on right now. Let me. On the favorite.
Oh, shit.
Crazy. But yeah, man, Trent, he's the man. That's fire. But
the Trent, bro. He's the man.
But yeah, bro, like, you know, some teams really do respect your coin and some teams don't. Like, it is really like that. Like, there's.
I'm going to send you this tweet Trent just sent. I can't say it on stream. It cracked me up when I was when you were saying something.
Crazy.
Yo, what time are you at in the game?
In the OT, it's going to hang on. They're doing like a little highlight thing. They're showing like all the times Matthew Tkachuk has shitted on guys in the playoffs.
No way.
Yeah, in OT. Oh, I forgot that Matthew's like that, man.
This is his first series against the Lightning in the playoffs with the Panthers. So, like, this is like a big deal because he came into the Panthers, instantly, like, inheriting the beef of the Panthers.
He did just inherit beef, bro. Like, yeah, that's exactly what he did. 100%.
All right. He's like, I don't like him.
He was just like, oh, that's fine. I mean, I love how
I'm at 18-29, bro, in this game.
I'm at 18-12.
All right, I can live with this.
Yep, bro. Not too bad. Man, oh, Japan, crazy. I love that, like, hockey in the playoffs is like 5-on-5 OT.
It's absurd, bro. It's 20 minutes. Like, it's crazy.
Just a whole nother period. It's fire.
It doesn't stop. Yeah, bro.
I just saw the tweet.
Trent's so funny, dude.
Oh, man, that's incredible. I love it.
He speaks for – he's a voice of the voiceless, man.
He really is, bro. He's a CM Punk of sports.
I just bought the Lightning dip again. I mean, come on, bro.
Did you, bro, man? You're going to make me do it, too.
What are we doing here, man?
I mean, Lightning got to win this, right? Nick Paul, this is just a perfect time for Nick Paul just to come up and just get it done.
This is Nick Paul hour. You're right.
This has Nick Paul or Hagel written all over it, bro. Sorelli, one of those guys.
Jesus, Sorelli, I'm gonna go nuts.
Yeah, bro. Man, this is crazy.
I think Tarasenko scored a goal earlier, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, he did. Tarasenko. Yeah, he put him up 2-0.
That's crazy.
Man, Vash just had a crazy save. You're probably about to see it. Like, man, this is nuts. He was on Reinhardt, I think. Man, Reinhardt, man, can we get a special shout out to Reinhardt, man? He, what a hell of a season, bro. He's just money.
He's gonna get paid, and he deserves every penny.
Yeah, he really does. Wow, I think I might put some more in the Canucks. The Canucks haven't lost to the Predators all season.
Canucks haven't lost to the Predators. Is that real?
Yeah.
What?
I heard it last time they played, and then they were down, and I was like, well, I guess it's going to be the first time. Then they came back. Yeah. I got to wait till this Tampa game does before I launch on Canucks, I think. I gotta have some bankroll management here. I can't go full crazy with it. Oh, I think we're dead. Yep.
Really?
Verhaeghe,
bro. It's always Verhaeghe.
Always Verhaeghe. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Woo! Talk about a nasty L. Ugh. We were just talking about it. That was a bad one. Not my finest hour.
Let me see how this broke down.
Wow, that was crazy.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, with the backhand. Ooh.
Backhand top shelf?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Verhaeghe.
This series, we knew this series was going to be a war, but I was expecting... I don't know, bro. I'm just asking you, are the Lightning going to get swept?
Nah, they're a game three team. They're going to win game three. But after that, though, the Panthers are going to beat them this series.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably the best the Lightning have played defensive. I don't even want to say defensively. Like, Vass had to make a lot of big saves. Like, I'm not mad at Vass for that disgusting, like, Verhaeghe goal that he just, like, pulled off. Also, I took Colorado.
I mean, should he have been sprawled out on the ice like that? I don't know.
I mean, bro, like, he bit on the first move. But, like, let's say that first move was the shot. Yeah. Then he would need to do that to save the goal. So, it's like, nah, Verhaeghe it's good goaltending. It's just Verhaeghe. Plus, he's just that guy, bro. Like Swaggy's nasty, bro. Like, that's what he does.
Oh, man. That was filthy.
That was just, I'm not going to shit on Vass for that, and I'm not taking anything away from Verhaeghe. Like, oh, my God. That was incredible. Well, I guess I'll take Lightning again, game three. I mean, they're going to be plus money again. So, and I mean, they really need game three. They're going to be a little desperate. Also, I took Avs. I took Avs money line. I got plus 160 on it.
Luka has 10 in the first quarter. They're up by 7.
Oh, man, I didn't take Mavs again. I keep missing out.
Bucks are down by 20.
Bucks are down by 20? Oh, great.
Bucks are down by 20.
Yeah, thanks, Dame. I got minus
20. He's got over 30 points. I'm not putting on Dame.
Okay, fine. Mavs are minus 175 right now.
I'm not touching it. I think I'm done for the night. I'm just going to ride with what I got.
I don't like this Mavs game. Okay.
Man, I was way too heavy on the Orioles.
Yeah, me too. I thought Orioles was going to be a lock, bro.
Yeah, so did I. But I mean, I feel like in baseball, it's hard to sweep a series. That's what I'm finding out. Yeah. Like, even against the bad team, it's hard to do it.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, we can't count on the Orioles to win every single night. Like, that's just not realistic.
I'm not killing them for it or anything like that. Like, it's part of the game, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyrie, for sure. Kyrie hasn't scored yet. I need him to get over 25.
I need Kyrie to be more consistent of a weapon for the Mavs, because I think Luka, like, yeah, he goes into, like, ball dominating the ball mode, but I feel like sometimes he has to, because, like, what else is he going to... It's like, I'm not going to say it's like an Embiid situation where he has no one around him. Luka has much better players around him than Embiid does. But damn, Kyrie, like, you got it's the playoffs, man. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the Clippers, bro. I think Clippers are just the real deal.
Yeah, I think two things can. I think I'm leaning
more. James Harden, like, is that, is Harden covering Kyrie? Like, what's going on over there?
Nah, I think PG is covering Kyrie. I guess
Kawhi would be on Luka.
Yeah, that's kind of tough, actually. Like, the reason why the Clippers are always so dangerous is because PG and Kawhi are like one of, if they're not one of the best, they're the better two-way guards on both end, like elite kind of guys. I would love for the Kings to trade for Paul George.
Man, every like, I'm seeing Sixers rumors for Paul George. Like, everybody, it's gonna be one of those free agencies.
Man, I swear, bro. Like, if Monty doesn't do anything, this, like, the Kings have like the 13th pick or some shit like that in the draft. If he doesn't trade that shit, if he doesn't trade that in like Herder and Barnes or something, like, if he doesn't do something, I'm gonna flip out, bro. I'm probably gonna flip out on this podcast. Like, I'm gonna lose my fucking shit. Like, I'm about to lose my shit right now just thinking about it. Like, if we do not make a move, so help me God.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm getting pissed now. I'm getting pissed now, bro. We're wasting Fox and Domas. Domas had a historic season. He's the double-double king of the NBA. His stats are so crazy that it's like him, Wilt, dudes like Dr. J and shit. Like, it's like he... I'm sorry.
You need to fix the roster first. The roster needs to get fixed.
Yeah.
And then after that happens, I need to see what Coach Mike Brown does with them. I know for you, Mike Brown's like the savior. He came in, mm-hmm. He took this team from who they were and turned them into who they are. And I get it. He's a great coach. Well, he's done a great job. I need to see what he does with the real team, because right now, no one's going to win with this roster. No one is going to win with Harrison Barnes and Kevin. Kevin Herter, I am so out on. He, to me, like, I'm not going to say he shouldn't be in the league, but I wouldn't want him on my team. That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
he's really inconsistent. His defense is terrible.
That's really the thing, is that he's a defensive liability. Like, and he's also not consistent enough on offense for that not to be a big deal. That's the problem.
100%. Keegan Murray getting into form. I'm not mad at that. I think you have a lot of potential there. He's a bright spot.
Yeah.
But man, Harrison, I don't know.
Man, Harrison Barnes, bro, he's been a corpse in multiple Kings games. Like,
it's the worst kept secret at this point. Like, everybody knows Harrison Barnes is like your Tobias Harris, basically. Like, I'd say he's better than Tobias Harris, to be honest.
But honestly, I think he is better than Tobias Harris. I mean, he can at least like drop a 20 piece sometimes, but like,
yeah. You got 40 against Golden State. Like, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I was like, all right, random ass. Like, the first two games, Harrison Barnes was cooking, and after that, he didn't do shit for, like, 2 months. It's crazy. I've never seen somebody more streaky. But, I mean, he's also an older player, yada, 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 yada. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I think Kings got to do something. I think the Sixers got to do something, bro. Like, that roster can't keep continuing on. I think the Lakers got to do something. Like, the Lakers, like, they get publicity like they're a top five team, but they're always in the basement. They're always like 8 through 10. Like,
well, it's LA, right? It's the market. That's kind of what comes with it.
Yeah.
It's like the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah.
But even more.
Yeah. I think the Leafs are the Dallas Cowboys of hockey. What do you think about that take?
Love that. 100%.
That's just
absolutely
right. Every year,
yeah.
Always have the stars. Everybody wants them to win. They always talk about the past. It's like,
I would say the Leafs are even more guilty of that, because with the Cowboys, we all know that, like, yeah, you know, they got some good people, but they're never really a threat in the regular season. But, like, the Leafs are a team where, like, on paper, you guys should be much, much better than you are. And then come playoff time, what happens? They piss themselves. Like, I don't know, man. Like, it's hard for me. Like, if they lost against Boston yesterday or the day before.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I'd be very, very much so more critical on them, because that goal by Matthews is filthy.
Yeah.
But it leads me to my next question. Where is that more often? Why is it just once in a while a flash in the pan with Matthews in the playoffs?
I think it's the physicality, bro. Honestly, I don't think Matthews like, wow, Avs just scored. Let's go. Wow, I should have put more in the dip. I'm pissed.
Who scored?
I don't know. Colton, maybe? Oh, Wood.
All right, I'm gonna hop in now that I'm late and I'm chasing.
Oh no, nah, don't worry. I'm putting more on them right now. Like, hey, don't you fret. Like, you know, I bought the dip when they were low, and now I'm about to slam them high. Like, yeah. Oh my God, they're only -125. Gift. Yeah. That's a gift. Sometimes Vegas, they really get it. They understand what's going on.
Yeah, what do you make of this Vegas series? Vegas and
who
are they facing, bro?
Dallas. Golden Stars.
Knights. Yeah. Yeah. What do you make of that, man? Because coming in, I thought, listen, man, Vegas really turned me off with that Coyotes game where Logan Thompson, yep. Or I don't even care what his name is. If I said Thompson, it's Thompson, right?
Thompson. Yeah. Thompson. You got it.
Yeah, bro. That really, like, I'm done with this team. But now, like, they got Mark Stone and, once again, it's the playoffs. Teams are different now.
Hurdle, X-Shark.
Hurdle, yeah, bro. And then I look at the Stars, who, like, I've been pretty critical on. They're like my like West Coast version of the Canes, kind of. You know what I mean? Where I'm yeah, they're good. I'm not really that sold on them, and I'm still kind of there with the Stars.
Yeah, you're tough. Yeah.
What do you think about the series? Who's going to win this?
I don't know. The Stars and Vegas kind of have this big brother, little brother kind of thing. The Chicago Bulls, Detroit Pistons kind of thing. I don't know. Like, last year in playoffs, I honestly thought Dallas was going to the finals. I honestly thought that until they played Vegas. And then all throughout the season, I've taken Dallas because I'm low-key a Dallas guy. They've made me so much money that, like, I root for that team. But they always end up losing to Vegas. And it might be by one goal in regulation. It might be by one goal in OT. Very rarely they'll get blown out. But it's like the Stars really got to battle some demons. Now, here's the thing with the Stars. If I'm the coach, after seeing the game, I think it was yesterday, the 22nd, Monday. Mm-hmm. Shoot the fucking puck. Shoot the fucking puck. That's what I would be saying all day. I would grab fucking Robinson by the fucking lapels and say, you're not fucking Connor McDavid. Stop trying to do the drop pass shit to get the perfect fucking play. Shoot the puck. Logan Thompson just gave up 4 fucking goals versus the Arizona Coyotes that were all wristers inside of the blue line. Shoot the fucking puck. If Dallas wakes up and they can shoot the fucking puck, then I think they win the series. Because Vegas goaltending, like, that was some flash in the pan shit last year on some Colorado Avalanche. Mm-hmm. They need better goaltending. They're inconsistent in the net. They're great everywhere else, top from bottom. Like, their defensemen are, like, out of this world. Like, Shea Theodore and all those guys. Like, they're clean. They're forwards, Eichel, Stone. They're crazy, right? It's a crazy team. They're stacked. But their goaltending is where you can get them. And it's like, obviously, Logan Thompson has issues with long-range, mid-range shots. Like, as soon as you get in that blue line, maybe set up one guy and then just fire that shit. Like, I would be like, I want to see 50 shots on goal this game if I'm coach. I don't care how you guys get the 50. I don't care if it's on the power play. I don't care if it's shorthanded. I don't care if it's if you set up the guy. I don't care if it's a drop pass. But I want one pass shot. Or get into their zone, shoot it. Everybody crash the net, get the rebound. You have fucking Pavelski. This is what he does. He's made his living in front of the net. I don't want to hear this shit, Dallas. If Dallas loses this, then I'm gonna join you over to the dark side on Dallas, because like they gotta win this. They gotta win. Come on, this is ridiculous. Ottinger too. Hey, It's time to play big boy hockey now. I don't want to see any of this streaky shit. I gave up 4 goals this game, but guess what? I'll be really hot for the next 3. Like, no, be consistent. It's time for you to grow up. It's time for you to grow up, Otter. It's time for you to grow up like Bob, like Vass. You need to grow up. It's time. You're one of those guys. You're one of those goalies. Like you're Igor. Kind of like be those guys. Those guys have all got their teams to like finals, conference finals. Like Otter had some really bad games before they got their ass beat by Vegas last year, but he also had some real shit games. The Kraken series, it was very, 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 very sketchy. So I didn't forget about that. Ottinger needs to grow up this year.
A lot of people forgot about that.
Yeah, but not me. Not me. Because Ottinger, he had a real up and down. It was a toilet seat kind of playoff run last year. I didn't forget about that. So if Ottinger and Dallas can really be on their shit and grow up, play some big boy hockey, then they got a shot. Otherwise, Vegas is going to just body them. That's my take. That's my take on
that. That was 100% incredibly well put. I have nothing to add to that, but I completely agree with everything you said. You got to take advantage of the Golden Knights' weak goaltending.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, 100% Ottinger, dude. You want to be that guy? You want to be one of these premier goalies? You got to play like one. Like, I don't care about the regular season, man. Wow. Like, legit, like, for me, Big Van, the slate is clean once the playoffs start.
Yep.
And now you got to start building. Like, yeah, okay, I'll give you some points, but whatever. But, like, let me put it this way, Big Van. If you had a bad regular season but killed it in the playoffs, that's going to do wonders for you.
Yeah.
If you had a great regular season but disappeared in the playoffs, then that regular season really didn't matter at all.
Nope. Yeah. What was the point? I mean, like, that's...
What was the point?
That's why the President Cup has a curse. Mm-hmm. Yes, you put up the most points. You were the best team in season, but in playoffs, a lot of those teams get bounced in the first or second round. And that's why it's a curse. I mean, like, it sucks too. I'm kind of upset that the Rangers won. Oh my God, did the Avs just score again? No, they didn't. Never mind. That was just a replay. Sorry, four screens threw me off. I got pumped. We are in power play, though. But, yeah. Like, I'm upset that the Rangers won the President's Cup because they're a team that, like, I like a lot of those guys on there. Panarin was going off for me in fantasy. That was pretty sick. And I've also, you know, I've taken his points a good amount of times this season, and he's come through. He's had such a great season. But I don't know, man. If the curse is real, it sucks for the Rangers because this is probably, like, their best shot. Like, this is the best that this team, this version of this team has looked. And it looks like it's ready to make a run, in my opinion. But I don't know. Let's see if they can break the curse or not.
Yeah, you want to talk about windows? Rangers might become, I mean, yeah, I'm going to say they might be coming up on theirs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree.
They're but, you know, in hockey, though, like, you kind of hang, like, people probably thought the Lightning's window closed a while ago, and to me, they still have a window. Like, yeah, they're going to have to do some magic to keep Stamkos next year and, like, kind of keep their pieces, but
yeah,
I don't see why they couldn't come back strong. Like, everybody thought the Panthers' window closed after they traded Huberto, and like, they kind of damn near did a off-season rebuild.
Kind of, yeah.
Like, immediately.
Yeah, that just right on the fly. They just didn't like what they saw in the postseason, to your point.
I love that. I love that, man. They have one of the best GMs in hockey, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they totally do. I mean, once again, he makes moves. They got Tarasenko. Scored a goal in playoffs. Yep. Like, in a game that they needed at home, game two, like, he's the one that scored the second goal, right? You can argue that, like, he kept the game even, and then Verhaeghe took him home. So it's like, you know, they make moves, and the moves they make are impactful. Like, shots out to the Panthers GM. You know,
big time.
Absolutely. That's what you're supposed to do. That's doing your job. That's not choking as a GM. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you need to do. And I'm always going to call these guys out because I'm like, the coach coaches the team, the players play, and the GM needs the GM. You need to bring the talent in. You need to have your scouts on point. You need to scout throughout the year. Jesus, Winnipeg just scored. This game is going to be a war again. This is
really,
yeah. Wow, Pascal Siakam had 37 points, bro. It's nuts.
I just saw the goal. That was a filthy goal.
Yeah,
that was a filthy goal. And I'm going to wait to see the replay, but that's the goal he should have saved. if you're a better goalie. You know, you're right. The GM, and let's wrap it up on this point, Big Man. The GM,
yeah,
it's like a chessboard, right, bro? Like,
yep.
The GM is responsible for giving you the pieces. If you don't have the pieces, then you're not going to win. Like, if let's say, like, you threw out the traditional pieces in chess, and let's say you can choose your pieces. If you're going up against a team that has all queens, that GM did a damn good job.
Yep.
But if you have all peons and bishops, like, bro, you're just not ready to win.
You're not.
So to me, like, that's what the GM's got to do. You got to put your team and your coach in position to win.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. That's a perfect analogy. It completely. Like, Colorado got a bunch of rooks. Like, this is crazy. Like, this is nuts.
Bro, there's another funny Trent tweet I was on too. That's exactly what you were talking about earlier.
Oh, he's crazy.
People are wild.
Yo, people are going off on
someone's a double chin. You suck.
Please stay away from Sons of Money Line rest of the series, I beg you. Yo, this is the craziest like gimmick of all time.
It is. I don't know, man. It's wild.
I don't know how it keeps going. Like, I'm like,
I don't either.
Like, I'm like, bro, like, everybody has been cold like that before, but like, usually you have a hot streak sometimes. Like, it's just crazy.
Yeah. He's wild.
That's awesome, bro. That's so great. Oh, man.
Well, all right, bro. Well, let's see how these games play out. Let's get back to it before the next slate of games.
Yeah, bro, for sure, bro. Yeah. We gotta run it back again. But yeah, let's see, man. I need Colorado to come back. Kind of heavy on them now. Well, shit, bro. All right, man. Well, if you're listening, watching, whatever you got to this point, congratulations. Thank you for chilling with us. Yeah, man. Till next time, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
See you, Big Man.
Peace.